Welcome, everybody, to the surprise round. A surprising new D&D podcast from us, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
If you don't know what D&D is, it's like if you combine Lord of the Rings with gambling.
Is that?
You roll dice, things happen.
Now, is it the book or the movie?
Is that in the official description?
I think so.
Are we not including The Hobbit, or is that just 4th edition?
I guess. Hobbit is 4th edition.
Oh, okay.
It's fine if you don't know what it is, because, I mean, like, me too, barely, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. We're in it.
Is this your first time playing D&D?
Gambling. You're talking gambling, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not necessarily my first time, but it's my first time playing it with people who know what they're doing.
Everyone here knows what they're doing. Two people here know what they're doing, for sure. One of them has an inkling... The other two are kind of... So, boys, please, introduce yourselves and your characters.
My name is Zach, and I am playing a Arakokra rogue named Barlin Eli. Or Eli, depending on how you want to say that.
I am Tyler, and I am playing a dragonborn named Caladan.
Dragonborn what? Just a dragon?
A dragonborn soldier.
That's not a class.
Fighter.
There you go.
There we go. Got the words right.
As well as my horse, whose name is Jonas.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
And there was a tension. Because no one wanted to sing the song.
My name is Jonas.
My name is Kid. No, my name is Andrew, and I'm playing Ander, a light-footed halfling paladin.
That name was a random roll, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, right?
Just one of
man's name roll. Andrew, little man's name Ander.
Hi, my name's Seth, and I am playing Laird Nalo, the Eldrin Bard.
I'm sorry, did you just breathe
a little bit
when you said that?
A little bit.
Most elf names actually just sound like violent breathing. What's your name? My name is Lorf.
My name is.
My name is
Gasp.
Those would be holder names.
Elven names just sound like you're sitting yourself Leonard down into a name. Warm bath and your nuts just touched.
And with that,
there's your characters, folks. I'm Wade. I will be your D&D master of dungeon and dice and master.
Insert applause
also
here.
Also dragons.
Okay, very cool.
Very cool. So, this is a homebrew. Like, setting, it's not gonna be like Ravnica or Waterdeep or anything like that.
Forgotten
it's
Rocks.
Custom made by your boy and also Chaboy. Both of them are me. You all
encourage listening.
Are in the world of Sirkin. This world is a little bit different than normal D&D worlds. All the races actually get along pretty well, all things considered.
Oh, okay.
It was a calamity about 1,500 years ago, but how much do we know about things that happened 1,500 years ago, really?
Very little.
We know there's some people, maybe huts. Probably Pompeii happened around that time. I don't know. I'm not a history major. And here you all are. Here's the start of your adventure. And we're actually starting with Zach. Zach.
Yes.
Your fence over a new Sirkin has sent you to steal a gem.
Yes.
From the general store owner here, Tobias T. Tomentos.
The general store?
The general store.
General store's got a gem I want.
Correct. Okay. The owner. The wealthy Orog. And you need to steal a gem from him.
Alright.
And your payment is, as always, is whatever else you find in the safe.
Right.
Well, so I want you.
If my fences told me to do it, I have to do it.
So the first thing I want you to do is please roll stealth.
Roll stealth?
Yes.
Jeez. That's an 11 plus 7, so 18.
Alright. You are pretty stealthy. You're under the cover of night, so it's a little bit easier to be stealthy, considering you're an all-black Arakokra.
Right.
On the outside of the building that Tomentos lives inside, there's some thieves' cant that says easy target.
Oh, okay.
So how would you like to get in?
Is there anything else on the wall that says...
That's just on the outside of the wall.
Oh.
There's some ye olde graffiti.
Alright, so...
It's just made with shit.
So can I see anything about the... It's like outside of the general store? Like, is it open?
It's got it's not open. There's a closed, like, regular door. There's two windows that don't have glass in them or anything like that. This is not a very rich city.
Okay.
But there's no, like, back entrance or side entrance. It's just front door, two windows right next to them. How do you want to get
in? I gotta go through the front door.
Alright. You just try it? Grab it?
I'm just gonna try it.
Alright, the door is locked.
Alright. Can I use my thieves' tools to open it?
Absolutely.
All right.
Roll for your thieves' tools.
And that's a 20?
Yep.
Okay. A 1.
Hooray!
1.
Plus. I think it's like 2.
Yeah, plus your proficiency would be 2, so you get a 3.
Yeah.
So your lockpick breaks inside of the lock.
Good. So I only have one of those.
You have a few, but the one meant for like really old skeleton key doors, that one broke.
That one's broken. Fuck.
Roll for stealth again, please.
Oh, Jesus. 17 plus 7 is 24.
Okay, nobody noticed you.
Okay.
Just kind of... jiggling a lock in front of a door.
Okay.
What else? You still need to get in and steal that.
So, all right. So there's no glass in the windows?
There's no glass in the windows.
I jump through the windows.
All right, roll an acrobatics check for me, please.
7 plus 7 is 14.
All right, you just deftly jump right in through one of the smaller holes of the window. Okay. And inside you see regular general store stuff. You see a counter. You see some display shelves. Display shelves don't have anything on them right now. You assume that they're all brought to a storage area when it's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a door that goes into the back room.
Okay, I go through the door.
All right. Roll for picking the lock on the door.
All right.
Different, if you're locking the front door. Yes, yeah.
Oh, can I do something before I do this?
Absolutely.
I unlock the front door.
Okay, all right. Easy done. No need to roll for that.
Let me go back to the other door. A 7.
Okay, plus 2 is your thieves' tools?
Yeah, it's plus 2.
All right, so you just get the lock open. Hear it click.
Mm-hmm.
Push the door open. Inside, you see the safe.
All right, cool. All right. I walk over to the safe.
Perfect.
And
okay. What else do you do?
You said perfect too quickly. I examine the safe for traps.
Okay, roll. Roll a perception check.
14 plus 4, which is 18.
All right, no traps for this.
All right.
There's no need.
Try to open the safe.
All right. The safe is locked as well.
Safe is locked?
Yes.
Is there anything in this room?
There's the safe. Obviously, the safe is on a shelf. It's not a huge safe, just a very small safe.
Yeah.
There's a bedroll that's empty and like a small like dry ice like an ice box just for food.
Okay. So is it like a combination like,
yes.
safe?
Yes.
All right.
Freeze the lock. Fucking crack that bitch open.
Can I pick the safe?
Yep.
All right. I do that.
Yeah. All right. Roll.
All right. 11.
Plus 2.
13.
All right. Click. The door clicks open.
All right.
So you open it up, and inside you see the gem. It's a sapphire.
Yeah.
And you see a small folded up piece of parchment.
I take the gem.
All right.
I look at the parchment.
All right, the parchment is sealed with a symbol you've never seen before. It's a bag of coins pierced by a spear.
I take both of those things and put them in my pack.
All right.
And that's it.
And you just walk right on out?
Just walk right on out.
All
right.
The only other building on the street that is really of note and where you've been sleeping for the past few days, because you gotta watch your mark,
right.
Make sure, find the right time to do it. You knew he wasn't gonna be home at this time. He's usually out at the bar. So mm-hmm. you walk over to the bar, sit on down, you start enjoying some brews.
Okay.
After a few hours, it's starting to get late. You have also, you, Tyler, have also been staying here. You were just passing through. You were trying to run away from your ghosts of your past.
The things I try to forget.
Lair, you've been playing the banjo?
No, the accordion.
You've been playing the accordion here.
That's another thing I'm trying to forget.
This is your second night here. I want you to do a perform check.
Perform check, okay. Rolled a 14 plus 5, so 19.
Alright, this is some pretty fucking bumping EDM ass
with an accordion?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Drop the accordion.
It's an electric accordion. Haven't you ever seen those?
No, I now want to.
Not in this world.
And Andrew, Arden, you have just arrived in the town of Shroomswallow.
Mm.
You had been sent this way. Because as a helm paladin, you like to protect people, and a sect of a different clerical domain, not helm, it's called Her Shining Mind. It's a very small like sect. You are sent to go and help them with a yearly ritual that they do. That town is right above this one that you're more so stopping over just because you don't want to travel the woods alone at night.
I am small.
Yes.
I will get snatched.
Yes. You could fall into a bush and be lost forever.
Halfling maps.
So the night is winding down, the night is winding down, and now only the four of you are left. And the barkeep, Amanita, has been paying a bit of attention to you, Kaladin. She walks over to you.
Excuse me, you're part of the, that famous Dragonborn soldier outfit, correct?
I was, yes.
I could really use your help.
She's talking loud enough for everyone to hear, but she's only addressing Kaladin.
I'm absolutely doing push-ups in the corner.
All right, excellent. Roll performance.
Tiny push-ups.
Tiny push-ups.
Would this be athletics?
Five.
Add your performance.
Minus the drinks.
One.
All right, what's your athletics?
Four.
All right, we'll go with that. Your form isn't that great.
I'm doing the push-ups that they let you do in gym.
Yeah, you're on your knees. Go all the way down, all the way up.
But I still think it's hard as
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, you're
you
like, your muscles are flexing as you
so
do.
So tough!
For halflings, this is a regular push-up.
Right.
I need to ask you something.
She looks around a little bit nervously before she continues.
Do you want to talk in private?
No. You're the only one who's paying attention. My little brother was kidnapped by some bandits the other day.
Roll an insight check.
Everyone or just
No, just Ty.
Okay.
11 minus 3.
She's telling the truth.
Alright.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
I can't do anything, I'm just a barmaid and we don't often get soldiers coming around here. And I just really need someone to help him.
She's holding back tears at this point. She's trying her hardest not to cry.
Dude, she sounds wet.
I don't know if you have any reinforcements with you, but please help him, sir.
Help you say.
She reaches behind the counter and grabs a bag full of coin and places it on the table.
That's yours. Just take it and save my brother. Coin.
Something that can get me famous, maybe?
Shiny.
Everyone roll insight.
Roll the 20!
2 plus 1. 12. So 3.
Okay, Zach.
22.
You can tell that if you go on this adventure with him, if you like elbow your way in, it's perfect cover for the fact that you just stole from them. From that guy.
Perfect.
Seth.
Yep.
You're just still playing that little accordion.
And
Andrew, you, as Helm is the Lord of Protection, you can't help yourself. It's a child that's on the line. You want to go and help
your
child
as well.
Exactly. You want to help your kin.
You can relate.
I can relate.
Who can
to
relate?
That.
My arms are tired, though.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Burning. It feels jet.
All right.
Jet.
Where?
What do you do, Kaladin? And what are you? What does everyone do?
I'm just gonna keep jamming. I mean, I seriously have zero need to help these people. Apparently,
so. Kaladin. Bag of coins on the table. She just asked for your help. She's paying you to go save her brother.
Can use that in window.
So we're not like interacting at this point, right?
That you guys can go up to each other and interact if you want to.
Is my set over? Like how much am I like done?
You have you would normally play two more songs, but this place isn't really that bumping that well. There's like this four guys. There's four guys here and the bar maiden and. One of them looks like he's about to leave.
All right, I'm just gonna put this in his case.
All right, he's back in Kaladin.
All right, it's been quite a long time.
Ooh, I think I need a drink.
Since I've done anything like, a drink like this, but where were you last seeing your brother? I didn't see him anywhere. The bandits, they just came in. They took him. They've been ransoming me, but I don't make that much money here.
Have they told you where to go at all?
No, but I know there's an abandoned camp up the road from here.
Super cockney, too.
Under the cover of night would be perfect.
How many were there?
I'm gonna roll and see if she knows.
Oh, I know what he is. He's fucking Kiefer Sutherland in 24.
Okay. I don't know. They just had this big guy come and take him.
I'll do it.
All right. Do you open the bag of coin that you were handed? All right. Roll a
d20. No, all right.
14.
Quick math. There's 23 gold inside. 23 gold pieces.
23? Jesus.
I don't handle in copper and silver, just so everyone knows. Gold is the lowest dollar in this.
How often do they come by to ransom?
They come about once a week. Oh, he's been gone for about a week and a half.
When's the last time they were here?
He's fucking that dude from Taken.
Keeper's other. Oh, 2 days ago.
He's Keeper's other. Liam Neeson
with Christian Bale.
So I can't Taken. Wait for them to come in.
I think it's Keeper's other.
I'll do it. And I'll kill you.
Thank you.
And I'll kill them.
Good.
It's only this big ass fucking.
Amelia walks over to you.
I pocket the gold.
Do I get any? She puts
a nail on the counter for you because she heard you asking for
excellent.
So much.
Excellent. Thank you so
handling
much.
Some stuff.
How many drink tickets do I get for working?
You get 2 per night.
Nice.
But you get to the full mug.
I start drinking my ale.
Full mug.
Also, how much did I make anything in like tips or anything like throughout the night? Because apparently I was rocking a great night.
You made 5 gold.
Yes. It's like a fifth as much as I get for risking my life with bandits.
All right, Arden, Barlin, do you guys want to do anything?
I'm just gonna.
You did. Everyone roll perception. Just roll
again.
Perception. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I gotta.
Yeah, except for Tyler.
16.
19.
12 plus. Wait.
Alright, you all heard this conversation.
Okay.
Alright.
Very cool. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna wait for Tyler to, like, move.
Like, towards the door?
Yeah.
Are you leaving now?
I make sure I securely put the gold.
In your normal gold pouch.
In my normal gold pouch.
Your hidden gold pouch.
Very securely.
I'm gonna run outside and find him and just be like, hey, I'm just gonna help to help. Cool.
Is there a back door?
Is he still?
There's, no.
No back doors.
Wait, where's my money?
Alright,
I might have not written it down. You should have 32 gold pieces now.
Okay.
And I've been staying at the inn?
Yes, you've been staying upstairs. At the inn part of it. This is the bar part.
It's
more of a bed and breakfast, really. She gives you a nice breakfast when you wake up in the morning.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Continental breakfast?
You know what?
I don't know.
This is why I'm playing.
All right, I make sure that I collect all my gear, if I have any upstairs,
girl. All
right. Or wherever the room is.
Yeah, you're just in your, like, hanging around clothes.
So I go upstairs, I grab all my gear,
yeah.
I make sure everything's good and sorted.
Okay.
And I make my way outside to Jonas.
Y'all see Kaladin heading for the door.
All right, I follow him.
Right.
Hello, what is, I talked to the barber.
I mean, I am a rogue.
Money,
what do you want me to do?
Give me the money.
Yeah.
I'm
Amanita.
Amanita.
It's Shroom Swallow, guys. It's gonna be a bunch of mushroom names, okay?
Yeah.
If you want to know the full name, it's Amanita Chantel the Third.
Oh, that's quite good.
I'm gonna need a different name Amanita. On that one.
Oh!
What's that gentleman over there doing? He seems different than the others.
I'm gonna have you roll a persuasion. Yeah.
17 plus my persuasion of 5.
We have 22.
We have Whisper Boy. We have Gravel.
She looks
Boy.
A little like nervous to tell you, but she does spill the beans that she just sent Kaladin, a pretty well known officer of a Dragonborn regiment, to go save her brother.
Oh my! You think he might need some help?
The bandits just came and stole my brother without any resistance, so he could probably use a little bit of help.
Well, I will help. And I stay. I
no weapons in the bar.
I run after him.
All right, you too,
sir. Yeah. Sir.
I'm just still following.
All right, you're following.
I've already
fucking what's his
before
face.
Any of this has happened. I already Pardon. Was like tugging at his pant. Like, yeah, right. I'm sure he hasn't noticed me though.
All right,
I'm just kind of swinging my leg. I don't.
There's a little halfling tugging at your leg.
What are you supposed to be?
I'm a soft boy.
The softest boy in the land.
I'm a soft boy sent to help. I require no gold.
I don't need help.
He was sent to Hermitage because he was so very soft.
Whether you like it or not, soft boys come.
Hello.
Well, don't try to be friendly.
I think I can write a song based on our adventures. Hello.
All right. You see describe a character.
She would probably be like almond-skinned elf. She appears to have orange eyes. And is, I mean, she's probably quite pretty because she's an elf girl, but that's about what she needs to know. Wearing standard leather armor and has an accordion with her.
And Arden, I'm going to have you retroactively explain your character right now. When Kaladin looks down, what is he seeing?
What appears to be a child, but is a little... It's a light-footed halfling, but he's overweight for a light-footed halfling.
Okay.
For sure. He's a soft boy.
He's,
if he's, it's like he still has baby chub. He's
like, like the Pillsbury Doughboy minus the hat plus some armor, you know?
Okay. All right. Armored Pillsbury Doughboy.
He's like oozing out of his armor.
Is it wrong? I'm just picturing like the stuff mine? Man from the Puff Boy from fucking Ghostbusters.
It's exactly just like a miniature version.
All right, so Kaladin, explain yourself, please, to when you turn around to acknowledge Lyra. I want you to explain what Lyra is looking at.
You see a bipedal dragon man.
Okay.
Large for his size.
Okay, what color? Because I know all
blue.
Our dragons are
large
dragon.
Okay. All over.
All around. Okay.
All around. 6'5".
Want to make sure.
230.
I don't know where this is going to go.
Linebacker looking dude.
Yeah.
Big twice my height.
I'm literally dick high.
you thought you were talking on his pant leg.
Is this a tail?
Just looks very.
I've seen a dragon ball with two tails before.
angry and just kind of wants to keep to himself.
Sadly,
doesn't give off
friends.
Too much emotion.
This is the opposite of what you want.
Yeah.
Yes, reserve boy.
All right. So how do you respond to this Eladrin who is petitioning to help you?
There's enough songs. I don't need another.
I just a little gold in a song. My songs can bring you great.
Kaladin does actually have three songs written about him by bards in your hometown.
I know.
Which I'll get the name of while you guys are interacting.
I just. There's already too many people.
Are you sure? You seem to be mostly alone except for this soft boy here.
Why are you following me?
I'm just going
outside.
I'm a bard. I literally do knowledge things and write stories about heroes.
Yes, but
you're the fabled hero that I need.
I'm just going outside to check on my horse. You halfling, what?
I cast friends, which I do via song.
Okay, alright, roll. Do you have to roll for friends?
No, it's a cantrip.
You don't have to roll for magic.
Roll for friends! I gain advantage on charisma.
One.
On charisma checks.
But he gets to resist as well.
Zero. I don't know.
Oh, so what is he?
As a person roll a zero on a dice.
I kind of just wipe some makeup on my face as the material component.
You see, you're gussing yourself up a little
you
bit.
You have advantage right on before. All charisma checks towards you, one creature that isn't hostile towards you. When the spell ends, the creature realizes that you use magic to influence his mood against hostile towards you. A creature prone to violence might attack you. Another creature might seek retribution in other ways, depending on the nature of the infatuation with it.
Alright, so there's no, it doesn't say like can resist.
No, it's just, he gets hit whatever his resistance to. I basically get to just get advantage on charisma checks. That's all it is.
Okay. Alright. Okay, yeah. So it's all lasts for a minute. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright,
that should be long enough.
Alright, so you're gonna roll persuasion.
Okay.
And you're gonna roll a counter persuasion, but he gets advantage.
Can I use my intimidation to counter persuade?
No.
I got a 3 and a 5, therefore plus my persuasion is 10.
15.
Alright, plus your persuasion modifier.
Plus 4, 19.
Alright, so he is not... Well, answer him. He failed his charming of you.
I told you, I don't need any more people following me.
Can I follow you along just to play a song?
I'm only going to my horse.
I have...
Write a song about me going to my horse.
I asked Amanti over there. She's telling you that you're going to go hunt bandits to save, like, her brother or something?
Is Amantia in the doorway, staring?
She's cleaning a glass.
I walk back inside.
Okay.
Wow. Plot twist. And I use my intimidation on her.
Okay. Alright, roll to intimidate.
Where is this? 20.
What? That's a nat 20.
Plus 4.
Alright. Alright, intimidate her, what are you doing? What are you trying to get out of her, I guess is a better
way. You don't tell anybody else. Any information about me.
Unfortunately, everybody heard.
You got it.
Everyone heard her side of the conversation, not his side of the conversation.
Oh, true.
Or I will burn this bar down.
You got it.
She's clearly afraid.
I can't believe it.
I go back outside to my horse.
Alright. Alright, so you have a halfling following you.
I'm still following. Right. I'm not stopping.
That's all I'm checking.
This can be a great
I'm just hanging
song.
Outside until Tyler moves.
Alright, Tyler... Kaladin comes out of the bar. He had stapled up his horse right next to it, and he starts undoing the. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I start undoing.
Yeah, he's getting
I'm
ready.
I'm already sitting on the horse.
The horse is big. Do an acrobatics.
8. Nine.
Nine. You are struggling. It's going to take you a while to get this hand off.
Halfling, what's your name?
Halfling has his, like his hands gripped into...
Ander, the softest boy. Littlefoot.
Ander, I'm Caladan.
How are you, sir?
I pick him up and I put him on the horse.
Okay, all right. There's now a tiny man on your... Well, a tiny boy on your horse. Tiny boy, age of a man.
Very soft.
I want...
Touch my skin.
1 second, I'm going to have you roll for softness.
How soft are you?
No, oh, he's soft.
Is this a 14?
14. All right. He's very soft. He wasn't kidding when he said he was one of the softest boys.
Yeah. Do I notice...
It's Sir Jergens, if you were wondering.
What's your middle name?
Do I notice Bird Boy outside?
Roll. Are you stealthy? No. Are you being stealthy? No? Okay. Roll perception.
Three.
Three. No? You, as far as you're concerned, it's just you and the soft boy in your house.
And I'm following.
A man and his horse and his soft boy.
I'd like to clarify that I'm sitting, like, right behind, like, right in front of the saddle, so when he sits on him.
Do I notice the bird?
I'm flying Jack the Second.
Four plus, but I have good perception, plus three.
Nope. It's dark out. This guy blends in with the surrounding environment. Man, your stealth is really working out, and you're not even stealthing.
Dude,
you're practically invisible.
Yeah, built my character well.
I will say, I do have low light vision.
Okay. I'm going to give you advantage then, so roll again.
13 plus perception plus 3, so 16.
Okay, you do see a brooding, dark-feathered Aarakocra just... leaning against the wall.
Doing that cool guy
stand. Is he in the corner as all?
Oh, no, he's right next to the door.
Oh, hey, what's up?
You see him, his eyes just staying on Caladan.
Why are you watching that man?
Are we going to go with
silence? He's allowed to not answer.
Has this been within a minute? Because if so, I'm still casting friends.
Yes. But you cast it on...
That's true, yeah.
I cast it on me, but I did also walk back inside, so I... assume some time has passed.
Okay.
All right. Well, I
could cast it again, but obviously it would.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm gonna follow the hero of my next song.
Okay.
I guess I take Arden and we go up the road towards the bandit camp.
You see
and
him
I follow them.
All right. You see him take off his horse. How are you following? Are you gonna fly?
I'm flying, Jack.
He's flying. How are you gonna follow?
I'm going to follow on foot.
Okay. All right. The horse actually does have a speed, I believe.
Speed of horse.
This is walking speed, obviously.
Horse speed, 40 foot.
40 foot. What's your speed?
30.
Layer. All right, so the horse will pull away from you eventually.
Can you slow down? Hello?
You hear the Lair screaming after. Actually, you don't know her name. So you hear the orange elf yelling after you.
Let me get a kush.
No.
Yeah,
I keep riding. All
right.
You just have to be the softest boy.
What did he say?
He said no.
Please?
I ignore and keep
roll
running to the bandit camp.
What do you mean?
Persuasion.
There's too many people.
Please roll. With disadvantage.
I've lost too many friends and I'm slow to make new ones, okay?
Nat 20.
Okay.
All right.
And 9 plus 5, so 14. Right. So 14 and 24.
Tyler, I'm going to have you roll an opposed persuasion.
5. Eesh. Which comes to a 9.
Okay, so you do feel bad. This bard does just kind of want to help, it seems. You may as well... You already got a soft boy. You may as well get a crunchy girl with you as well.
I stopped the horse.
All right.
Spicy elf princess.
Don't stop.
Spicy elf. Are we all going to ride the horse?
I mean, to be fair,
The horse has a carrying capacity of 540 pounds.
Holy.
You weigh 230. You weigh, like, 50 pounds. You can
I weigh, like, probably...
No, isn't that, like... Don't I weigh, like, 30? I weigh, like,
30. Oh, yeah.
I weigh 100 pounds. Yeah.
The horse
I only weigh 32
will be
pounds!
The horse will be able to take all this without any speed penalty.
Hooray!
Perfect.
Well, it's up to...
I now stand on the horse's face, like...
I pull him off of the horse's face.
That's the like best soft ship. Boy unicorn.
He doesn't like that.
You know, maybe he will.
Maybe he'll learn to love it.
I set him firmly in front of me.
Can I play a song?
Do you put him in like a little like a papoose or whatever? Like a little
no,
baby thing?
A baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
can I play a song in order to rouse my comrades?
You can do whatever you want, but you it's all walk. Up to the comrades to decide if they like it or not.
Can I roll performance to see?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, 6 plus 5, so 11 for a rousing performance.
It's not terrible. You're afraid that the fact that you're kind of like sneaking up on a bandit camp and she's playing loud noises might not break anyway.
I grab the accordion out of her hands.
So what's your name, Seth? Larry?
Lair.
Lair.
Close enough.
It's spelled like Larry. Larry, but it's got a lot of bones.
I don't know, I'm trying to grab the accordion out of her
hands. Roll sleight of hand.
All right. With disadvantage.
Summer, thank you. Midsummer.
One.
Okay, all right. You're just like,
fuck it. You know that we're trying to sneak up on a bandit camp?
I will stop that.
I'll play quieter.
Silently close your accordion.
Does that thing have headphones?
Alright, you guys all make it to the bandit camp without much of a problem. Everyone, in front of you see a very haphazardly put together camp. You see a few sleeping bags that have a few sleeping bandits in them. You see two dogs that are also asleep, which you think would be strange, considering you want someone to keep watch when you're sleeping. But in the corner, you see something that I'm going to have you all roll a nature check.
Yeah, it's
18.
I get a
13 plus
19
1.
Plus 2 is 21.
14.
Total.
9.
9, okay. So, Tyler and Zach.
Yes.
This is a creature that you don't really see that often.
Oh boy.
It's called an Ortherus. It looks like two Dobermans with a snake for a tail.
Jesus.
But it doesn't look like a full adult. It looks like a puppy.
Okay.
I kill it.
You're not near it yet. It's chained to...
Halfling just goes running across a field.
It's chained to one of the tent-like spikes mm-hmm. to keep the tent up. And it looks like it's completely sleeping, except one little puppy head has like eyes open, just like looking around, like trying to keep watch for everything.
Like sleepily?
Yes.
Okay.
How would you like to proceed? They don't know where you are, obviously.
So this map.
I'm actually all gonna have you roll stealth.
Oh.
Because you guys are kind of in a heavily forested area. I want to make sure you guys crunch it.
Wait, the way proficiency works is if eight. I don't have proficiency...
You just don't get a plus
two. I don't get the plus two. Okay.
50.
So,
eight.
I get 10.
10 with your plus seven?
With everything.
And what'd you get?
Eight.
10.
15.
All right. Roll for Jonas, please. Jonas does have disadvantage on stealth checks, so you have to roll twice.
And take the lowest.
It's dex, whatever dex is.
Zero. Plus zero.
Alright, but you have disadvantage, so you have to roll twice.
10. 5.
Alright, so you got 5. Alright, the puppy Arakakra. Sorry, Arakakra. That's what you said.
That's me!
The puppy Ortherus starts barking.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna roll to see if they wake up to it.
I should have taken animal friend.
You should have. One of the dogs is still asleep, and one of the bandits are still asleep, but the other ones are like groggily getting up. Everyone roll for initiative.
Here we go!
14.
14.
7.
20 8. Total. 18 plus 2.
Alright, give me one moment. Alright, so, you guys unfortunately missed out on a surprise round, which is what I was hoping you guys would have. The cover of night. But,
cover of night.
Dang. Seth, you go first.
Okay, I am going to use my bardic inspiration to give Tyler one extra d6.
Okay.
On whatever he wants, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever you want, besides damage.
Besides damage. So if you want
any ability or attack roll.
Yeah.
You can get a bonus d6 on it.
All right. Would you like to move off the horse, or are you gonna stay on?
Don't think I was ever on the horse.
You were walking.
You were walking. Okay. Let me just.
In that case, yeah, I'll be like off to the right. Yeah, that's.
This does give you total cover. These.
Then I'm totally staying in total cover. That's.
I don't use arrow keys to move. Them once one block each.
I'm assuming I can see them really well because my little light vision.
Yes.
So they can't see us.
Yes, correct. Right now they cannot see you, right. But they're all alert. So, yeah.
I only get one inspiration per day, I think. So. Okay, then I.
It's to say how many times per.
It's a bonus action. It's 3.
Okay, so you can do it 3 times and it's a bonus action, but you use a bonus action so you can now move or do an action.
Okay, I'm going to call one of the guys who is. I'm going to make a
snarky remark about how he's such a sleepy fucking asshole and casts Vicious Mockery.
What's the range?
60.
Alright, he is in range.
Okay. So, I get to roll 1d4 and meant psychically.
Does he roll anything to...
You unleash a string of insults, must succeed on a wisdom save, or take 1d4 damage and have disadvantage on the next attack before its next turn.
Hey, what's the save? Should be on the last page, I believe. Last page right at the top.
13. Oh wait, spell attack bonus plus 5.
You don't need that, just
because... Oh, spell save DC 13.
Alright, he fails it.
Okay, so he takes,
Oh,
it's the one at the bottom? Okay, yeah. So he takes 1 damage and gains disadvantage on his next attack. Okay. I've never seen this.
Yeah,
that's what I was expecting.
It took wait a second, he was like, wait, what?
Alright, so, the one that you just attacked...
Yep.
He's going next.
Okay. And he gains.
Because you spoke, he knows where you are. Because you do have to...
I'm making a snarky remark at him from the woods. How'd you get him fucked
all
up?
For 1 damage.
And disadvantage. So that's what actually makes it worth it.
Yeah. And when does the disadvantage go away?
What?
Disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn.
Where was that?
I need to move him to the top layer. Alright, so he moves closer.
Oh, he moved.
Yes. Then he takes out his light crossbow and aims directly at Yusef.
I have full cover, though. He has disadvantage, so...
Yes, he has disadvantage, and your AC...
13.
Never mind. Because he got closer, you only have 3/4 cover.
Okay.
But this does give you a plus 5 to your AC. So what is your AC?
It would be 18.
And he has disadvantage?
Yep.
Alright, he does not hit you. Alright, next. Zach.
Yes.
Go ahead.
How far away is the nearest,
The nearest bandit is the
one... No, the nearest little monster dudes.
The Mastiff or just the one Orthrus?
The one Orthrus.
Alright, so you see the tent?
Yeah.
See how it has, like, a sleeping dog, like, mm-hmm. chained up? That's the Orthrus. He can't move, currently.
So, I'm gonna... cast stealth and fly.
Hide is now just an action you can do.
Alright.
Make a stealth check and attempt to become hidden.
Okay.
This one's
so,
great.
Roll stealth.
10 plus 17.
Alright,
let's see.
Stealth is plus 7. Yeah. Well, and he is proficient and he gets bonus. It's like his thing.
It's kind of my thing. What's my thing? Being a holy
guy? Being soft.
I am a soft boy.
But also hard versus enemies. Like, you're probably the tank of the group.
It's 41.
Alright. The Orthrus does not notice you.
Cool. So I'm right next to it, just flying?
What's your fly speed?
50.
Alright, so move 10 spaces. Okay, alright, you're right there. And that's the end of your turn.
That's all I can do, yeah.
All you had to hide. Well, you didn't have to, but... Alright, now the Mastiff number one will go. The Mastiff has a movement speed of...
You've been inspired by my glorious joke. Use it well.
That's one inspiration die you get there. From a joke.
From my funny... some mockery.
There you go.
Too strong. How far? I don't even know how far my bardic inspiration is.
Did you say how far?
How far?
Oh, all right.
60 feet.
So the Mastiff was also attracted by your voice.
Yep.
And he's attacking you. What is your AC? He's in melee now.
13.
You said 14?
13.
13?
All right. Soft.
He goes to bite you, but you just kind of move out of the way and he is unable to attack you.
Whoa.
All right. And now it is... Arden, it's your turn. You're still on the horse, so we'll take you a little bit extra movement just to get down.
Can we move this dog?
Can I?
I give you one bardic inspiration.
I'm gonna go for the first bandit.
Okay, the one that's closest?
Yeah.
Alright, it'll take your entire... Not your entire... So what's your movement, 30?
25.
25? Alright, it'll take 10 feet of movement just to get off the horse.
Alright, cool. Yeah, that puts me like within attacking distance, right?
Correct.
Alright, so I'm gonna take a swing on him.
Alright, dope. What, roll 2 attack. First attack of the game!
It's happening!
7, 8, 9, 10, 11?
11, you just barely miss him. You just swing down, it's still kind of dark.
I get to swing again with a bonus action, right? Because I have made double melee weapon?
Yes, you do. You do not get to add
your weapon?
have two battle axes.
Wait, but he moved.
Two wield battle axes?
This is a bonus action, not a regular action.
Let's go.
Oh, good. Perfect. Four, so I got an eight.
Okay, you missed with the second attack as well.
I do five. I do a windmill and miss, and I go, that was a dance move.
Let me try again.
Fools don't need to
let me play you a real song.
All right, and now it is another bandit's turn. And he's going to take out his light crossbow, and he's going to shoot right at Andrew. What is your AC?
16.
You see a crossbow bolt just go right into the tree, right next to you, and miss you.
I'm a soft boy.
Oh, sorry. It went right over you. It's so tiny. All right, now it is another bandit's turn. And this bandit, instead of attacking you, he's going to step down, he's going to wake up his friend, and now, Tyler, you're up.
All right, so I got 40, so I can move what? How many spaces?
It will take you...
40?
It'll take you 10 feet to get off of the horse.
And if I just use the horse?
Well, then the horse can move 40 feet. So you want to move 40 feet on the horse? Or towards the bandits, or what? What do you do?
Let me see. The bandit that shot at Arden.
Okay. It was the closest one that is not the...
Just outside of the forest line.
Correct.
Please, love God, help me. There's a dog. I can't cast Tasha's hideous laughter on it.
Dog, Tyler.
Laughing dog.
I use Jonas to attack the dog.
Okay.
Since it's right here.
Do you get off Jonas or do you just stay?
No, I just use Jonas to just full on like trample the dog.
All right, roll an attack from Jonas.
You got like swords and other things. You got axes. You got axes, right?
No,
he just has a sword.
I use hoof.
And he has a sword and a sickle.
Three plus.
He should have a plus.
Four.
My point being,
seven.
Could use something besides the fucking horse.
The horse completely whiffs it. Totally beats it. Just steps right around the dog.
That's vicious
a small dog.
I guess vicious mockery on Thumbering.
All right, so what do you do?
You bastard!
That is going to count as your attack. So you could use your bonus action to attack with your sickle if you wanted to.
Rufus sickle.
Yes, I do that and I swing down at
sword
the
sickle.
Okay. Roll two hits.
Because he sickled all these dogs.
20.
All right, perfect. First crit of the day.
Yay! Let's do it.
All right, so roll your damage twice and then add the whatever the modifier is. Damage. It should be on damage, front page, on the right to the sickle.
I think it's a D8.
D8 twice?
Should be...
D4 plus nine. 2.
Oh, it's the sickle. So it's D4, 2D4 plus 2.
3. 4.
Damn.
And then plus 2.
9.
Alright, tell me how you kill this dog.
I put the sickle right through the back of its head.
Alright. And I'm gonna go ahead and
No.
Huggy.
Marley!
Oh,
come on!
Wow, this is a bridge to this shit.
It's worse. What a dog.
All right. Should I move?
You can still move.
The horse to. I can move.
The horse cannot move. The horse. Your movement is tied to the horse right now.
Okay.
You're on the horse.
Correct.
Little horse.
I don't really want to move out.
No.
Killed that dog good though.
Yeah.
Hella killed that dog. You were like glack glack.
I don't know what bandits have.
Let's see. I want to move down to...
You only dealt one.
But is it enough? Can I kill them with laughter?
He's dead. You're right. My bad. He was the sickliest bandit in the world.
I made a DM mistake.
Yep, my bad. All right. It happens, guys. I'm not perfect.
Well, no,
so the bandit that's in the woods with us, yeah.
Correct.
Tasha's hideous laughter.
He's the only one who's been hit.
Can I move over to him and... I can't do anything else, can I?
You can move to him, but you will not be able to do anything else.
Can't intimidate him.
No, you can't.
Damn. I love how sheepishly you asked that.
I move pretty much right in front of him, blocking his, trying to block his way.
Right there.
Alright. Trying to protect my soft boy.
I am the soft.
Which funny the soft boy is literally. All
right, and the other massive does wake up and get up, but it takes its whole action to do that. Back to the top. Lair, it is your turn.
Okay, as you said, where is that? Right here. So on that bandit that is right straight in front of me, B2 is getting hit by Tasha's hideous laughter.
All right, what is the save?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. What's the, and 13 is 13. The spell DC. Please, yep. Please tell me what the Tasha's hideous laughter does.
It.
And by me, I mean the audience.
So what happens is that they perceive everything as hilariously funny and falls into fits of laughter as the spell affects it. They become incapacitated and unable to stand up for the duration, which is up to a minute. And at the end of each of its turns, it gets to make an additional wisdom save, and it's triggered by damage. On a success, the spell ends.
Okay, and what was the save DC?
Save DC is 13.
Alright, he did save, so he's... So tell me a joke.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the other side.
That's not funny!
Ah, damn it!
Alright, and you can still move.
Alright, I'm going to back up by one.
This is why you're a bard and not a comedian.
No. Is it right there?
Yeah, right there. Just to get us, just kind of get out of distance.
Please, don't hurt me, bandits. I didn't mean it.
I'm right. Sorry, but...
Yeah, hide behind the 3 foot half.
To be fair, he's way better at, armor class than I do.
Alright. Now it is.
I am a hard boy.
Not a subject.
It is now Bandit 1's turn.
The soft boy is actually the hard boy.
He's turning and he's attacking Arden Littlefoot. What is your AC, my friend?
16.
These fucking bandits suck. He just tings right off your armor.
Man.
And he's just like, he tries to intimidate you. But I'm gonna give you advantage because he has not done anything that's impressive.
These bandits need to take a class.
Alright, you need to roll higher than a 7.
12.
Okay.
Take that, you little fucker! Yeah! I'll kill you for real next time!
It does not faze you whatsoever.
I just look at him dead in the eyes and go, I'm soft, but so are you.
I wonder how soft your inside.
I will go into your soft butthole.
Hiya! Zach, you are up.
Okay, so I'm right in front of the horses, right?
Barlan, you are up.
Yes.
You are sitting right. You are sitting pretty with the Orthrus.
All
right.
Do I have like a attack advantage or anything?
Because
I'm hidden.
Yeah, he does not see you coming to attack him.
All right, so I'm going to attack.
You're gonna.
I'm gonna attack him with my rapier.
Roll with advantage, please.
Are you also got a rapier?
I got an 11.
You get to roll again, because you get advantage.
Okay. I got an 18.
All right.
Plus, what would it be, Dex?
It would be, so the rapier itself should have a 10.
So I should be rolling 18. A d8?
No. It's 18 plus 5.
Correct.
Okay. First you're rolling. Oh, all right, I see.
Basically,
yeah.
Do you hit them, then do you damage them?
Right, 18 plus 5.
Okay, all right, so you totally fucking stab this little boy.
Yeah.
Roll damage, please.
Yeah. Is this an 8?
Yeah, it's an 8.
4 plus 3 is 7.
Alright, and you get your sneak attack.
Yeah.
So roll the sneak attack damage. 1d6.
1d6. Is this one? 4.
So add it all together.
That's 11.
An 11. Okay.
11.
This dog now looking pretty fucked up. Now he's raring to fight, though. He's gonna bite the shit out of you.
Great.
It's his turn, which he won't get one this time.
He is a strong little doggy.
He's fucked up looking. He's got two heads, he's got a snake, there's like 3 lives in that bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
You only kill like one and a half.
He's got 8 hearts.
Yeah. You must destroy all 8 hearts.
You couldn't stab 4 of them so far.
Alright. Would you like to move, or are you going to attack with your offhand weapon? Or
what? Yeah, I guess I'll attack with my dagger too.
Alright.
20.
You're rolling, but without the...
I got a 10.
A 10? That's it? Okay. You do not hit him with your dagger.
Yeah.
Would he still get advantage because is it technically asleep with it? Because he's going like, I don't know.
No, he stabs it once and he's like, I'm going to stab you again. But the dog's up at this point. He's like, no.
Dog's okay. Nah, bitch, no.
Dog's like, yeet.
Get the fuck out of there.
I'm awake now, bitch.
All right, now it is Bandit 4's turn.
It only takes one stab to awaken me.
The bandit, after watching his new puppy get stabbed, is going to attack you, Mr. Birdman.
He's
going to
attack me?
He's going to attack you.
It's not even... Oh, with the short bow.
What is your name?
With a crossbow. What is your AC, my friend?
My AC is 14.
He hits you, my boy.
Sorry.
Hits you for 9 damage.
I'm dead.
You're not dead, you're down.
I'm down.
Now every turn you must make a death saving throw.
Oh my god.
Wow. He hit you with max damage.
What the fuck?
Sorry, dude. He's pissed you killed his puppy.
I mean, to be fair, if someone...
I didn't even kill it!
Listen, you just got John Wick'd.
You literally. You just stabbed a dog in the face and you think you can just get away with that?
How do we heal?
Does I have lay on hands.
Yeah, he does.
You might want to use that, like, really fast.
You have to be touching him, though, obviously.
Yeah, I have to be, like, near him, right?
Jump on the horse.
I'm coming, buddy! All right.
Soft hands coming for you.
That's all that boy gets to do.
Yeah, but... Oh, no, Jay. What is you doing?
Andrew, it's your turn.
I just thought, you just saw the ambulance.
Yeah. So, I don't have enough movement to make it to him. There's no way.
You could get to him next turn. He has to make 3 death saving throws.
All right. Can I give him my horse?
You're on it. So...
He's a little now. So, if I take the shortest route to him, do I stop near anything that I can hit?
What's your movement?
25. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna, from where I am, I'm gonna try to hit one of those banditos with it.
All right, are you gonna aim at B4 or B2?
B4.
Okay. Roll to hit, my friend.
10. Plus, I think, dexterity, or?
It would be proficiency, because I have 2. He's been an awesome boy.
12.
Perfect. You hit him.
Sweet.
Roll damage, please.
Thank God!
2!
All right, you aimed at B2 or B4, sorry?
B4.
2 something. 2's better than nothing.
I like to think that it's a tiny spear. It's just a toothpick. I think it's super hard.
Well, it is so it is a small spear.
All right, he takes a fucking spear to the arm. He's like, ah! Ah, fuck! And then it goes to him.
Remember that before murder.
He's coming to fight you.
Who's on first?
Me. All right. What's your AC, my friend?
16. I got that heavy armor.
All right. He just fucking dings right off your goddamn armor. He's like,
soft boy is actually hard boy.
Soft boy's turtle boy.
All right. B3 is gonna be attacking Kaladin. What is your AC, my friend?
16.
Alright, it just dings right off your armor.
Okay.
But it was pretty close to a chink in your armor, so you're
How did he reach? Tyler shook.
A light crossbow.
Did somebody shoot themselves?
I smell that! Alright, and now it is the second
thing. You are basically butt height, so it makes sense.
I get all the scent.
I can't believe you got hit.
That's all I can do.
Time you're already dying. Like the first attack, you try to say dying.
What do you want me to do?
The dog is going
not get hit.
Stop murdering dogs.
I don't think I can do that.
Literally just job. We have a licensed dog murderer.
I thought it was gonna be really cool.
The dog is going to attack you, Kaladin.
Stab shit.
Okay.
Oh good, he's not attacking me. Thank God.
Oh wait, hold on. Sorry, that's another bandit. Never mind. He's gonna do nothing.
Okay.
And then it is...
He doesn't attack the other bandit in confusion?
No, he's not. He's not an idiot.
Should I be making saving roll?
No, it's only when you're turning around. Alright, Tyler, you're up.
It's really...
Okay, so I've got boy one in front of me.
Yep.
Boy 3.
Right below him.
Right below him. And then Mastiff...
Behind
him. Behind him.
Yep.
Alright, I'm gonna do it.
Alright, what do you do?
I use my lightning breath.
Oh, shit.
Shoot it right in the line.
Right
at the bandit in front of you and then also hitting the Mastiff?
Yes.
Alright.
Dude.
What's the save on that? I should say it on.
Let's see.
Some dragon shit.
5x30 line, dex, DC 10. Half damage.
His parents probably could get a dragon or something.
So. Parents what?
His like great-grandmother or something.
They both fail.
Oh boy.
They both fail the dexterity saving throw, so please roll damage. What's the damage?
14.
What's, no, damage. Oh. Damage. Damage.
Damage. Sorry, Jesus.
Murders everybody.
2d6.
Alright, roll 2d6, please.
Well, wait, is this each or just so we have 2d6 once?
It's gonna be, it's 2d6 and that's what the damage is gonna hit both.
Okay.
3. 4.
Alright.
Alright. The Mastiff goes and falls over dead.
Oh my gosh.
The Mastiff's and how long was it?
4?
No, max it. Max, how much was alternate? 7?
7.
7. Okay. Alright, the band in front of you is looking very fucked up. He is definitely almost on his last leg. You can tell.
Okay.
Alright.
He's a singed man.
Did he have any, metal armor on, by chance?
Doesn't really matter with this much
armor. No, he did not.
Okay.
Alright, Seth, you're up.
Alright,
Liar.
I am going. So is the dog dead? Like, the dog's actually dead, right?
Okay, that mastiff is. Look!
Okay. Wow. I'm gonna cast Vicious Mockery on the bandit who is severely wounded.
Okay, so the one that's right, that attacked you earlier.
Yes, all exactly. Right. I don't roll. He has to roll against my wisdom save. Wisdom save.
13?
Yes.
Alright, it works.
Alright, he takes 1d4 damage, which means one more damage.
Alright. He takes one more damage, and tell me how you hurt his feelings.
His mother's fat.
Say it in character voice.
There you go.
Your mother's so fat that when she steps on the scale, it says, to be continued.
Dude, I from across the battlefield go, that was dry!
Your mother's so dry!
It did literally just kill
him,
man.
It didn't kill him, it hurt him.
Okay.
Hurt him on the inside.
And he gets his advantage on his next attack.
Correct.
You're a soft boy if that hurt.
Alright, the
I'm softer boy than
this that. Bandit swings, tears in his eyes, at Kaladin.
Nope, fat.
Just can't get away from that. Alright, he completely bluffs it. He just.
Why does everyone miss it? Come on!
Except for you. Only you
must. I take 9 damage. Everyone else is like,
It looks like a fucking high school fight out here. Everybody's just swinging and nobody's hitting.
The Orthrus attacks, but he can't move anywhere. He's restrained. So he doesn't do anything. He pees on it.
With his snake leg?
Sure. He doesn't have
jokes on you. He has herpes.
Do I have to make a saving throw for that?
Fantasy herpes, thank you.
It's much worse.
Sorry, it's herpes.
It's D and gonorrhea.
All right, I went from Larry to Lair.
All right, first one of the first one of the podcast. Barland, make a death saving throw
with a D20.
D20.
17.
All right, save. Succeed. Please mark a success on your death saving throw. When you get 3, you become stable. If you get 3,
just mark it.
You die.
No, it's like
right. It's there. Right there, but
oh, okay.
I mean.
When you hit 3, you become stable? Oh, yeah. So that shows you toughed it out, essentially?
Correct.
I like this system.
Good to know.
All right. AC of my fan, Anduin. Andin?
Huh? Arden?
Which one are you?
Ander.
Ander. AC of Ander, please.
16.
This boy hits!
He connects!
He connects!
He hits you with his scimitar. 4.
Miss. Just don't hit
2 me. Damage.
Sick.
The least amount of damage he could do.
Besides if he dealt 1.
It has a +1, so.
So, it's 2. Gotcha.
Alright, then that's this boy's turn.
To be fair, he got whacked by fucking scimitar and you
can't. Ander, you're up.
Alright, so I'm gonna run to.
If you run to them, you're going to provoke 2 attacks of opportunity.
So I'm not, like, running. I'm just, like, making a movement towards. Barland.
Correct. Because you're moving away from these two enemies that are right in your grill, they're going to attack you as you're like moving towards.
All right, fuck them then. I'm gonna take this dude.
All right, which one?
Smack him in his face.
B4 or
soft boy's feisty.
Fuck yeah, I'm gonna murder this dude.
Soft boy's.
Where am I in accordance to right these guys?
So you're right in front of that guy.
All right. He's here. Oh wow, I'm surrounded, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going for. Who's the one?
This is B2.
B4 is above you, B2 is left you.
B2.
Alright, roll 2 hit.
16.
Alright, perfect. Roll damage, please.
Okay, so. 6, 7, whoa. 8.
8, alright. Are you going to attack with your offhand?
I am.
Alright.
So it's just another battle axe, right?
Correct, yeah, but you just don't add your.
You don't add the proficiency bonus.
Okay. Nat 20.
Perfect! Double damage!
6.
Oh my god.
7, 8, 9, 10. Plus 2.
You don't have plus
2. Oh, yeah.
No, he doesn't get the bonus. No, he doesn't. When you get the bonus for strength, he doesn't get the proficiency.
Nope. When you're attacking with offhand and you don't have 2 weapon fighting, you do not get the additional damage.
Got it.
Alright, tell me how you kill this man.
I fart in his mouth.
Alright.
Hiya! The sword.
No, I like stick an axe in his head, and as I'm pulling it out, I just like squeak one out in his teeth.
I fart then. You kill this boy, and also he's getting smelly when he gets down.
What does B4 have to say about this?
This doesn't taste good. Why?
I had a family.
He's not happy about it.
No.
That was his boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
No! Only I'm allowed to fart in his mouth!
Oh, they had
They're
a thing
Italian?
Ooh, they had a thing.
Yeah.
They had to make it weird.
They fart in each other's mouths.
Now I feel almost a little bad for killing these bandits.
All right. You can now move, and you'll only provoke one attack of opportunity.
Alright, then, yeah, I'm gonna move right up on Barlin.
Alright, and I'm going to roll an attack on you. What's your AC?
16.
Alright, he whiffs. You're too small, he's like,
I don't
understand, why can't I hit this boy?
Still I don't have another action, right?
He's like, still a little bit sleepy.
I can't play hands. Yeah,
you'll have to do that next turn.
Alright.
But it is
a good effort.
It is more or less impossible for him to die.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe. So. We'll see.
We have to roll 3 deaths or something.
But if he gets healed, then he's on next
to. We thought it was impossible for that bandit to fucking do 9 damage.
Yeah, I did not think it was impossible. I thought it was very plausible.
Clearly. I mean, it happened.
You're not really a melee character. You're kind of the off-melee character.
Alright, my boy B3's turn. He's attacking the accordion boy. What is your AC, my
13.
Friend?
13. But does he have disadvantage?
Attacking Larry.
You gave B1 disadvantage, not B3 disadvantage.
Who's B1? Where's B1?
B1 is the one in front of the horse.
Ah, okay.
What's your AC?
13.
Alright, you get hit. 4.
9 damage.
2 damage.
Ah!
Are you fucking...
Ah! Right, it hurts!
Oh, yeah, how's that feel?
It hurts real bad!
If I was alive... All right, not dying.
Caladan, you're up.
I'd say something.
Okay. Well, boy right in front of me.
Yes. You gotta do him a little slap.
I do him a
big slap?
A dick slap with my sword.
All right, roll to hit him, please.
15.
All right.
Plus whatever your proficiency bonus is.
Does he have to roll for accuracy, too?
Technically, if you're aiming for his dick, you do get a -5. But what? So that'll bring you down to 10. But what's your proficiency bonus?
Proficiency bonus.
Should be plus 2.
Yeah, plus 2.
All right. What's the damage on this weapon?
1d6 plus 2.
All right. Tell me how you kill this man. Remember, you have to incorporate the dick that you cut.
I take the sword.
Yep.
And I slice him right down to his dick. And I make sure that the dick is cut out around.
So you go, you go shoulder to dick.
I shoulder to dick.
Okay, you bifuscate this man, and he perishes, obviously, as one does when you're cut in half.
Really?
Beside your dick.
Is B3 close enough where I can offhand him?
Weird how you hit his shoulder when you hit his dick.
No, he's a little bit too far away. He's like 10 feet away as opposed to 30.
Yeah, you right. Just
Seth, you
you want a dick slap.
Alright, Lyra, you're up.
I'm gonna stab the bitch that stabbed me.
Okay, hell yeah. Roll to hit.
Alright, 9 plus 4, so 13.
Alright, roll damage, please.
2 plus 2, 4.
Alright.
Quick maps.
He chugged this bitch. You give him a little quick little cut.
Give him a little stab.
It's cut.
It's a rapier, so. Stab in the fucking heart.
Alright, would you like to move? Or is that the end of your turn?
I'm good. I'll move up one so they're
if
more
you move,
like.
You will incur an attack of opportunity.
Oh, wait. Really? I didn't kill B3?
Nope. You just stabbed.
How much health does
he was at full health. He hasn't been hit yet.
Can I do another attack instead of moving?
Do you have an offhand weapon?
I technically do have daggers.
You'd have to put down. You'd have to equip them and that would take an action.
Yeah, so. Can I. Can I. Catch mockery?
Casting a spell or a cantrip is an action.
Damn. Wait, do I need to?
No. You get an action and a movement and then a bonus action if you can.
Got it. Alright, so I can do. I'm going to therefore give a bonus action. Is Littlefoot within 60 of me?
No, I'm like right behind.
Yes, he is.
Anyone?
Okay, I give him a bonus d6. Well, you basically get a bonus d6 to whatever you want. Whenever you want.
Alright.
Except for damage. So you can get a bonus to hit, bonus to defend, bonus to something. You get 1d6 worth of extra whenever you want. Because my...
So
Alright. On attack and ability rolls, you can roll that d6 in addition to...
Right, okay, yeah. Cool. So you can do better, yeah. Essentially.
Do better? I mean, you can choose to use it before or after the roll.
I make you better at your job, essentially.
Alright. The Orthrush just sits there and does nothing because it's chained up, no one's let it loose. Zach, make another death saving throw, please.
11.
Success.
11.
Huzzah!
And a little smiley face.
That's what she's saying.
You say Excelsior! You're getting attacked again, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm getting out here.
AC, 16?
16, yeah.
I'm out here just being soft.
He fucking stabs you with his goddamn scimitar. Oof. Four damage.
So that brings me.
Oof. Oof, you're
not looking so hot.
Might wanna touch yourself a little bit.
Alright, and now it is your turn.
Alright,
I believe Lay Hands is a bonus action. Do you look? It does cost an action to Lay Hands.
Okay. But I can use my second axe as a bonus action, right?
Correct.
It's cool, so I'm gonna Lay Hands
on...
As... Yeah.
On yourself, or are you gonna Lay Hands on...
I'm gonna Lay Hands on Barlin.
Alright, Barlin, you pop back up. How much Barlin. HP are you using?
Because
you have a pool of HP that you can use.
Right, so there's... I have a pool of five.
Yes.
So, I'm gonna give him two, just to get him to pop back
up. Alright, boom. Pop back up. Two HP.
Doing pretty right, okay. And then I'm gonna take a swing at B4.
Alright.
8 plus 2.
You don't get the plus 2.
Oh yeah. Fuck.
So 8.
You get the hit. You don't get the...
No, because I don't get the D6 because actions, right?
Wait, no.
No, you can...
You do get the D6, so you can literally...
It's an attack roll.
Plus 2.
Perfect. Just got him. Roll damage, please.
6.
Woof.
Ooh. See that little.
Alright, this guy's looking pretty fucked up.
Bard action!
He's like.
My power.
Oh god. Diarrhea. Morty. Morty. I'm dying, Morty. Diarrhea. I got diarrhea, Morty. I'm gonna need you to stick this axe way up your ass, Morty. Way up my ass? Way up your ass.
It is now B3's turn, and he's gonna swing again at the Eladrin. AC of
13.
He fucking whiffs it. Alright. Quick little turn to him. Kaladin, your turn.
Kaladin?
I can show you the dragon.
Let's see.
Hidden under my pants.
I suddenly start.
That wasn't a tail you were grabbing.
Inspiration for new song.
Alright, so I move just behind B3 boy.
So you do one of these babies.
And then
if you do that, the horse is gonna get an attack of opportunity.
That's an incredibly impressive move on a horse. Walking backwards on a horse is
and
like
then you go,
a skill.
Nothing personal, kid.
Well trained.
And then I just
one second, I'm rolling because the horse is getting stabbed.
Oh.
Alright, he does hit. Alright, the horse boy takes 2 damage. Sorry, 3 damage.
What the fuck, dude?
The bitch!
I like to imagine it's like that Fire video from 2001 where it just kicks its leg real hard.
Alright.
And then I use my bonus action. I take a sickle.
You can just regular attack.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
You're
being attacked.
I have regular attack. I swing on
roll,
B3.
Roll that boy.
Did you reg attack?
Do that reg attack.
17.
Woo. 17. Alright, roll damage, please.
6.
Literally a million.
Basically.
Alright. 6 plus. Is it 6 total or 6 plus?
Sorry, 8.
Alright, tell me how you kill this man.
I bury my sword into his head. Cleave it in two.
You like Vlad the Impaler him?
Just, no, I just flat blade just right down. Like, head opens like a watermelon.
Alright.
We don't even know what armor these guys are wearing. They could be wearing like.
They're wearing leather armor. Slice of holiday melon.
Oh.
Alright.
Great.
Tyler, would you like to do anything else? You technically still have 35 feet of movement left in the horse.
I start moving over towards my boys down south.
B4? Wait, is the multi-headed horse thing still alive?
Multi-headed dog?
Yeah, that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And one of them is, and one of the bandits is still alive.
Got it.
Alright, Seth, you're up.
Alright, I'm going to...
La yeah.
I'm gonna move, like... Behind, like, directly behind the horse, basically.
What's your movement speed?
30. Yep, and then I'm gonna cast...
Careful.
I'm going to say another vicious mockery at B4.
Alright, roll. I need to roll.
He's 13.
He saves like a motherfucker. You don't even kind of phase him. He doesn't even hear you.
He might be deaf.
Over the sound of fighting, of avenging his boyfriend.
Yo, you're weak as shit.
I don't have a range attack except for Vicious Mockery. It's literally like my standard go-to. I'm better in melee.
Did I hear him?
What, did you hear him?
Like, was I in...
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I can mimicry that later, yeah?
Yes,
absolutely. Okay, cool.
To be fair, you could just be something more rocky. You could just be dealing with my vicious
essentially that.
All right. And I don't get a bonus action. So, all right.
Oh, that tickles me. Does nothing. Zach, you're up.
All right.
Literally, you're up.
I use my dagger to try and stab at the freaking
guy in the middle.
The thing in front of me, the Orthrus.
All right. Please roll the hit.
D20.
Yep. A 10 plus 3.
All right, you hit it.
Okay, sick.
Roll damage.
Let's roll for damage. I said with my rapier, right?
You said dagger.
Fuck. Sorry, dude.
That's a 2 plus 3, 7.
2 plus 3 is 7.
Is 5. You're not.
I looked at the 4 and then added 3.
Alright, this guy's still standing, but he's definitely on death's door.
Alright, now I'm gonna attack with my rapier.
Alright, this one you will not get the proficiency bonus on the damage.
Right. Great. 1. Okay, never mind.
You fucking won. You're like, hiya.
I go like this.
Still pretty hurt.
I've defeated the monster!
I just wave it around a bunch.
We're fighting over. We're screwed.
Alright. B4 is attacking our good pal. Our good pal, Ander.
Don't touch the soft boy.
What's your AC?
16.
Just right off your armor. It just doesn't even...
I feel like I'm being A1. Taken pity on. Just a little bit.
No, you're not in... If he moved to attack you, he would be attacked for free by Ander.
Oh.
He's almost dead.
Thank.
Speaking of which, Ander, your turn.
All right, I'm gonna lay hands myself for the rest three? Of yeah. For the
lay hands all over yourself.
Choice. Bring me back up to 5, and then I'm gonna take my bonus. I'm gonna take a swing at B4. 5.
All right. Well,
sure, won't do that.
You sure do swing, but it does not connect with anything but the ground. You deal. Deal 50,000 damage to the ground.
Wow!
The earth explodes.
Oh my god.
Game's over. I mean,
yeah, good job, guys. Game is over.
Tag it up, everybody. That's been this episode of Surprise Round.
Alright.
Alright, that's our time.
Paladin.
Yes.
You're up.
Is one action if I want to get off the horse?
Or can
I
just get 10 movement to get off the action. This account, get off the horse. So whatever your movement is, minus 10 to step off and then move.
You intimidate will do, right?
Oh, yeah.
Intimidate the guy. There's only one of them left.
Yeah, but there's also the dog.
I get off the horse. That dog is chained up. It can't do shit.
Yeah, we can still attack.
And I intimidate this person. It's missed every time.
Roll.
Yeah, but every time.
It can attack.
It can attack.
It's
chained up.
It's chained up.
Jesus. 16 plus 3.
Why'd you roll twice?
Because my inspiration died. All right.
So, 19.
Just so good.
Plus a 6.
All right, intimidate me.
Do your fucking job, bitch.
I'm going to find where that guy is, right? I just poke him on the shoulder.
You're not ranged to poke him on the shoulder.
Alright.
I don't require moving. Unless you want to move the Pokemon.
Yeah, I just want to move, like, right behind him. Right. Like, he's standing
get
right
off the
here.
Horse,
like,
yeah.
And I just yell, just war cry right in his face.
What does that sound like?
Where is
I don't want to blow on the mic.
Tell me where the bomb is!
Alright. You have successfully intimidated and frightened this man.
Does he?
Since you're just screaming at him.
Does he get disadvantage or anything?
Yeah, he gets disadvantage when he's frightened.
I plunge my sword into him. Or a bonus.
You have to attack with your offhand weapon. So you.
I attack with the sickle.
All right.
Why don't you play ever?
7.
Sickle claw plus your.
9.
9. Okay. Yeah. You're just like. And you completely miss it.
You did.
It's all part of
the intimidation.
Dude.
Seth, you're up.
It's just nice. Scary.
He knows what's coming next.
This man is wetting himself.
All right, how is B4 looking?
Very injured.
Okay.
And scared.
Turn him up and stab that bitch from, like, something next to him. I don't want to be near the dog. The dog scares me.
Oh, I should have just gone boom.
Dude, right, the dog's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Dog didn't do anything.
All right, I'm gonna stab that bitch.
All right, and we should try to keep the dog.
It was B4. Listen. I'm gonna do something for
11 plus 4, so 15.
Right. Roll your damage, please.
Nice, and that is a d8.
It's just, this man is
6
getting...
plus 2, so 8 damage.
Tell me how you kill him.
I stabbed him right through the eye.
This man is getting screamed at to the point where he's pissing his pants and just
and then
doesn't see it coming.
Hey! Again!
Alright. Letter opener through his eye.
The Orthrus does nothing because no one freed him because they were too busy attacking you.
Alright, I try to stab the fucker with my rapier.
Roll, my friend.
Wait, sell it!
15.
Alright, roll damage,
plus
please.
3.
Alright. Do you know how much an Orthrus is work on the...
You had your chances to stop me.
I'm trying to tell you right now as you swing.
Well...
He already rolled the hit.
Too bad. 7.
Alright, tell me how you kill this bitch.
Oh, jeez.
Tell me how you get your revenge.
You can sell the body.
What revenge? Never mind. I take my rapier. And start, like, right over the chest.
Right in between the two heads.
And then I tauntaun the thing.
I sleep inside.
It's perfect size for
inside.
You!
It is literally bigger
than
you.
Then I go,
I'm a monster and I must kill monsters.
I don't know what the fuck it is. I know there's a lot of breathing involved.
Alright, you've done it! You've cleared the bandit camp!
We've done it!
Huzzah!
We did it! Seth's dabbing for some reason!
Woo! Dabbing on an audio show!
I guess no one needed to. Yeah. I could have just said nothing and it wouldn't have happened.
Fire dabs.
Alright, just all quick markdown that you gained 63 XP.
Hell yes,
you can just write it anywhere. You need to get 300 XP to level 2. Alright, there's still this tent left over. You're just gonna burn it down.
I go into it. Get out of it.
Alright. So, are you all good? Well, Kaladin's going into it.
I'm going into it as fast as possible with my increased initiative.
Are you guys, like, racing, or...?
I'm gonna get in there as fast as possible.
I just kind of trudge over to you, because if there's somebody in there, I don't want to...
What's your speed? On foot.
Sorry. Wow, just completely lost myself here.
Page.
Speed. 30 feet.
Alright, so you both get there at the same time.
Hey, treasure!
There's no one inside. It's just like an empty tent there, but there is a small treasure
chest.
Can
I shove this one out of the way? Just full on.
You can roll to.
Roll to shove.
Roll to shove!
Roll just a regular strength check.
14.
Plus 4. 18. Right. Are you resisting?
Yes,
okay. Alright, roll your strength.
Okay. 15 minus 1, 14.
Alright, he just pushes you around the way. Not hard enough to, like, hurt you or knock you over, but he just pushes you out of the way.
I go to the chest.
Alright. You're standing in front of that bitch ass chest?
Is there a lock on the chest? I examine the chest.
Okay,
I examine the chest.
It's just a regular, like,
cards!
A little flip lock, but there's no lock on it.
I flip this bitch open and I.
Alright, inside you find.
Inside.
A crossbow bolt. I think it's
60 gold.
I take.
You hear a little, like, soft, like, weeping inside the tent.
Whoa.
Like, deeper into the tent.
Deeper into the tent?
This tent
has multiple rooms? I take 30 gold.
Alright.
I put that into my coin purse.
Okay. What?
And then I give them.
60?
Yeah.
Oh. And then I give 10 to
each other.
I walk back outside and I.
Look what I found, guys! 10 gold for everybody!
He's also crying.
Do I know inside. That he took more gold than.
You can roll insight.
Alright,
I'm still just kind of breathing over the fucking Orthrus.
Also,
just like trying to
20 plus
myself.
One.
Okay.
Nat 20 plus
you,
one.
You, you know for a fact that he fucking did his extra gold.
Bitch, you took more gold than you gave us. You took 30
you
took 30 gold.
You watched him do it.
I saw you do it. I'm right here.
There was 40 gold.
There was 60 gold.
There's crying inside the tent.
Nat 20. I care a little bit more about the hero's journey than the gold.
I ignore him.
And I'm gonna share with the group. But you gave out, so you didn't give me enough gold.
I'm gonna share with everyone, but give me more money.
So, like, I can't.
I don't even take the gold, I just let it fall on the ground beside me.
Okay, alright. There's 10 gold on the ground.
I take that gold.
Alright.
Wow, what a
bloody I job. Share that with the rest of the group.
All right.
What?
You give everyone.
He dropped a gold in front of me, picking it back up, trying to give it to me.
You try to give everyone three gold.
I make sure everybody gets 15 gold.
Alright.
This is more gold than I've ever seen in my life.
Everyone gets 15 gold.
It still falls on.
Yeah, there's 15 gold on the ground.
I pick up your share of the gold.
Alright.
Oh, this ramp. But there's crying inside.
He still just doesn't speak. Also, I'm still like. Introduced himself at all. He's just like.
No one has said their name.
I have. I think I did.
I don't remember if you did. I don't think
I introduced myself to Arden.
Yep. Ander.
Arden.
Soft point. We'll figure out my name.
Soft point. I introduced. We had our introduction.
Yep.
It's like Elf Guy.
Minus two. So Kaladin knows Ander's name. Kaladin knows Lyra's name. Nobody knows Kaladin's name.
Except for Arden.
Except for Ander. And nobody knows Varlin's
name. Kaladin is the hero of the story, therefore he does not need a name.
Kaladin. Get my name right if you're gonna write songs about me. God!
Alright, they're still crying in the tent.
I go into the tent.
Alright. You roll a perception.
5 plus 3.
Okay. You can tell it's like coming from the tent somewhere, but you can't really tell where in the tent it's coming from.
This tent is so big. Does my little light vision help?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I go inside. Okay. It's obviously the brother of the barmaid.
Mm-hmm.
So
I forgot about
go inside and...
All right, roll a perception, please.
19. Minus 1, 18.
All right, you can see that there's like a... Not like a false wall, but like they hung up a sheet.
Yeah.
I am Jewish, after all.
It does not, but that can be rectified pretty easily.
Jewish?
Okay. Pull back the curtain and.
All right, there's a little like pit, and you see.
Call back to a joke earlier. Maybe we weren't here.
Okay.
You see a small like elf boy in a cage.
Right.
I hear the brother of the barmaid.
He's just crying. He can't.
I've reached down and tried to pick him up.
All right.
Is it far enough down?
Just roll a strength check.
3. That's right. Plus 2.
Okay. I mean, to be fair, this kid is emaciated, so you're just like pull him out.
Of what?
Wait, you were rescued. I'm an Indian's brother. Da, da, da.
All right. All right. Well, I go back to my horse and.
Okay.
I'm just waiting.
Can we take a rest?
Already sat
like, are we? We have this perfectly fine camp right here, and we could totally rest. Oh wait, I loot the bandits for any valuables.
They didn't have anything important. Everything of value was put into the treasure chest.
Got it. Just making sure.
No problem.
At this point, I'm just sitting out in front of the tent, like okay. I'm done.
Oh wait, do they have any bows? Do they have any crossbows or?
They have light crossbows.
I would like to take one of their light crossbows. All right,
take one light crossbow.
Okay. Nice.
And you can find that are worth using. 9 bolts.
Sick.
Oh, do I have to go grab my spear out of that guy?
Yes.
All right, I go retrieve my spear from that guy's shoulder.
Easy done.
I have to figure out the damage on a light crossbow, but
I'm gonna cut the tail off the Orthrus.
1d8 plus 1.
Nice!
You gotta cut the tail off the Orthrus? Alright. Easy.
Keep it. Proof that we
put it right in the backpack.
Wait, I'm assuming it's the dexterity bonus, so I get plus 2.
Yes, yeah. What would you all like to do? You finish this in record time. By record time, I mean, I don't know, how fast do you guys normally clear out bandit camps?
The record!
Ta-da!
This fast! it usually takes me longer because I'm alone. I get back on Jonas.
Alright.
I've already been on Jonas.
Right after you took that spear, you're like, take my seat.
I start following and I will start writing, thinking of a new song based on this adventure.
And we'll start making our way back to to town.
Continue making our way downtown. You got it.
Back to Shroom Swallow.
Alright. You make it back to town. Amanita is very, very grateful. She refunds everyone except for you. The money that they charged you guys to stay in the inn. You already weren't being charged.
Oh, nice!
So everyone gets back. You get back 4 gold. You get back 7 gold.
I don't take it.
Okay, and you get back 3 gold.
Sounds good to me.
Just at the beginning, when she handed me the sack of gold, that was 20 what gold was in there? Do you have that? I think 22 and 23? 23? Alright, I did mark that on the right.
And
you take my gold.
She says, please, just stay the night. You guys... That's not her voice at all. Stay the night. You boys deserve it. And you.
I play my new song, my new hit jam, based on the events of today.
All right, roll a performance.
You already made a song?
Of course! I'm a bard! It's my job!
Christ alive. That's fast.
14 plus 5. 19.
All right, it's as good as your normal... You're going to include it in your set. That's how good it is.
Yes!
All right, hold on. I got to mark down that there are now four songs written about me.
Yeah, you do. All right, and just keep in mind... For a song to make it into your set, it has to be a DC 19.
Okay.
Wow. I go over and I introduce myself to Bird Boy.
Okay.
How much money do I make by in your work in tonight's performance?
You just play it for these guys. They're not.
Oh yeah. I play my sick jams.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Do it.
You fought very brave out there, though I don't know where you came from.
I'm sorry, could you speak up?
Wait, what?
You make it very hard to hear.
I used to yell a lot. This is as loud as I'll get for you. I'm Kaladin.
Good to know.
So you are.
And you are?
He's Crow, bitch.
I am but a villain.
I'm very tired. I'm a soft boy and I have had a rough day.
You're free to go to your room whenever you please.
I will stand here and bitch more.
Do I actually make any money tonight?
Soft boy, come on, we'll go.
This is the same night. The only people you're playing to are these fellas. They have to decide if they're going to tip you.
Well, I go take my rest.
All right. You go to your room.
There once was a bandit camp.
Yeah, I go. You go to bed?
I go to my room.
You go to your room?
Or yeah. Whose room do you go with? I just sleep outside of his door.
I check for traps.
Okay, roll.
I open up the door. I feel bad.
The bed in the room is far too large for it to be comfortable. I sleep in the bathtub.
You take the pillow out and you just look.
I roll a 16 plus my perception check of 3, so 19.
All right, you know for a fact that Amanita Chanterelle III is not going to trap your rooms because she wants to make money.
I meant the other kind of trap.
Oh, she's not a trap.
Okay, yeah. So I go to I play until there's no one in the bar and then I go to sleep.
All right, you play for...
About zero 30 more seconds.
You play for 4 seconds, and then everyone runs back up to their rooms. Everyone takes a long rest.
Oh, okay.
It is too late for an accordion.
When I get to my bed, I take out that parchment, break the seal, and read it.
All right. It reads.
I'm gay.
Who messed with my nose? It says I'm gay. It says, must remember where left treasure. Put in cave. Funny mushrooms there. Not nice. And it's signed at the bottom, DG.
Okay. DG.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. You can find us at Surprise Round, on Instagram at Surprise Round Pod. You can follow us on Facebook. You can check us out at SurpriseRoundPod.com. Please like, subscribe, and follow anywhere you are listening to this. Thanks.